This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name. Parasram Prasad, Parasram Prasad, date of birth 03/23/1966, date of appointment January 11, 2023. I have the pleasure of seeing Prasram Prasad today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 56-year-old, right-handed Guyanese man. Who was admitted to the Alice Hospital in the month of November. He was having left-sided weakness. CT of the head done, we did not show any new stroke, but it shows old lacunar infarct in the left caudate and left ventral putamen. And left lateral orbital frontal region. CT of the head done did not show any stenosis, but it shows right-sided ACA 2 mm secular aneurysm. MRI of the brain done, which showed hyperintensity in the right medullary pyramid compatible with the focus of acute or subacute ischemia, as well as multiple old lacunar infarct in the basal ganglia and pons, and a small old infarct in the left lateral orbital frontal region. Patient was outside of the window of the TPA. Patient was started on aspirin, Plavix, and atorvastatin. Echocardiogram shows ejection fraction of 55% to 60%. Lipid panel shows total cholesterol 204. In the hospital, patient was diagnosed with diabetes mellitus because his hemoglobin A1C was 9.8. He was started on metformin. Patient was transferred to the Sunnyview Hospital, where he was getting rehab. Then he developed coffee ground emesis. He was transferred back to the LS Hospital, where he was seen by the gastroenterologist. Bleeding gastric ulcers was diagnosed. Patient was transferred back to the Sunnyview Hospital and then went home. Today he is here for follow-up in my office. Still he is having left-sided weakness. He is getting physical therapy as an outpatient in Sunnyview Hospital. Left foot has a AFO and he walks with the help of cane. Past medical history, stroke, diabetes mellitus, tobacco dependence, past surgical history, none. Allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, sucralfil, metformin, atorvastatin, 80 mg daily, lisinopril, clopidogrel, aspirin, 81 mg daily, pantoprazole. Social history, ex-smoker and ex-drinker, stopped drinking and smoking 2 months ago. He is married, live with his wife, have one daughter. Family history, mother alive, father deceased due to diabetes, stroke. One sister, 3 brothers, 1 bus killed in a motor vehicle accident. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he has a left-sided weakness. Physical examination. Blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate, aneurysm, abdomen sound, pulse sound present. Neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinusitis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift on the right side. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Left-sided spasticity present. Motor system examination strength. Left-sided upper extremity hand grip 2 over 5 and proximally 0 over 5. Left lower extremity 1 over 5. Distally and proximally 4 over 5. Deep tender reflexes, right-sided 2 over 4. And left-sided 3 over 4. Left foot is in AFO. Plantar responses are flexor. He walks with the help of the cane. Assessment and plan. 56-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history, examination, and MRI finding is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, stroke in the right medullary pyramid. Number two, old lacunar infarct in the basal ganglia and pons and in the left lateral orbital frontal region. Number three, left-sided hemiplegia. Number four, left-sided spasticity. Next paragraph, at this time I would like to continue the aspirin 81 milligram PO daily, clopidogrel 75 milligram PO daily, and atorvastatin 80 milligram PO daily. He will continue to have physical therapy. I would like to see him back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.